Welcome to this week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Almer, broadcasting from Briggsdale, right here on the Cottonwood Ag News Network. In the final segment, Cottonwood Women in Agriculture Series continues with my guest, Colleen Pepler of Common Ground. But in the first two segments, Goodwill Industries of Denver and Discover Goodwill of Southern and Western Colorado have finalized a merger between those two organizations. Now, joining the Cottonwood Ag News Network to discuss the merger and much more is James Craig, Rural Rehabilitation Specialist with Cottonwood AgriAbility. James, first of all, welcome back inside the barn.
Well, thank you, Brian. Glad to be here.
Give our listeners a little bit more details about what Cottonwood AgriAbility is all about on the state and on the national level.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For those of you that don't know, Colorado AgriAbility Project is one project out of about 22 that are across the country, and it's a program that's based upon a grant that is issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on a competitive basis. And it has to come down to a partnership between a land-grant-based university and a disability-serving organization. And in our particular case, our land-grant university is CSU, and Goodwill is the disability-serving organization. So we partnered up together and applied for the grant, as we have done for the past, about 10 years at Goodwill. And we were fortunate enough that we were once again funded. So we were funded for our next four-year cycle, so we're good for at least four more years. I think some of the things that's important to know about AgriAbility is there's no cost to a farmer or rancher. Our program provides the ability for myself or my partner, Candy, to go out on a farm or a ranch and to make an assessment. And if there's a farmer or rancher who is experiencing some difficulty with physical or behavioral impairments, and that's causing them a problem in their success on the farm, we find ways to overcome that and find ways to keep them on the farm and ranch and being successful.
Yeah, we all know farming and ranching are physically demanding and hazardous professions, and Cottonwood AgriAbility and modern technology can help men and women with disabilities continue to do what they love, farm and ranch. We'll get more into the how folks that are needing help can contact you guys to get more information. But what are some of Cottonwood AgriAbility's goals?
Well, the goals, of course, are based upon the grant. And that, of course, is we have several areas that we're responsible for. That's direct services, which is getting out on the farm and ranch and actually helping the farmer and rancher be able to find what they need to keep going. And this can be things that are, and I don't mean to belittle it when I say minor, but they can be things that are as minimal as arthritis or very severe arthritis it could be, or it can be an illness like MS. It could be an amputation, whether that occurred on the farm or ranch or somewhere else doesn't make any difference. So it could be illness, injury, or anything that's actually going to keep them from being successful on that farm or ranch. Now, the other things that we do besides that is we do advocacy for those people. We help reach out to other agencies and other programs and connect them up with wraparound services that help them really try to find a way to overcome anything that's standing in their way on that farm or ranch. We want to get out and do things like we're doing right here this morning, is do some networking and marketing, let people know who and what we are. And, we do cover the entire state. That's a unique thing about this program. We're based in Denver, but Candy and I are on the road all the time because there's not a corner of this state that we don't touch. We have folks out in Cortez. We have folks up in Sedgwick. We got folks down in Los Angeles. So you name it. This past year, for example, we helped 85 farmers and ranchers through our education programs. We touched 1,806 farmers and ranchers and local rural health professionals out in these communities.
Colorado AgriAbility does adhere to the National AgriAbility Program goals, which is, James has mentioned there, priority education, priority networking, priority assistance, and marketing. My guest once again is James Craig, Rural Rehabilitation Specialist with Cottonwood AgriAbility. Tell me more about the recent merger of Goodwill Industries of Denver and Discover Goodwill of Southern and Western Colorado and how that will impact Cottonwood AgriAbility.
Yeah, sure will. And all the details are still being worked out. When these things happen, you reach a point where it's all up to the lawyers. There's things about it that we don't know yet. As Brian said, the merger has happened, so it's official. How that's going to actually look is probably a little bit uncertain. There will be a name change, I believe, in the future, although I'm not sure what that'll be. But I think the thing that's important for us as the AgriBility Project, and for you folks that are listening to this, who are farmers or ranchers, who are friends or relatives of farmers or ranchers, is it will probably help our ability to reach out across the state. You know, Discover Goodwill had a lot of resources and assets, you know, that we didn't necessarily have at our place. We call us the North Campus now, and they call Colorado Springs the South Campus, but it really does increase our reach throughout the state and Goodwill's reach throughout the entire state of Colorado.
Coming up after the first break on This Week Inside the Barn, I'll continue the interview with Colorado AgriBility's James Craig. But first, these messages. The Colorado Corn Administrative Committee is focused on the future, meaning they're focusing on Colorado's youth, and part of that effort is by supporting youth-focused programs like the Colorado Corn FFA Grant Program. That program assists FFA chapters in the state on projects that lack funding within their school district's budget. Applications are being accepted right now from Colorado FFA chapters for this grant. The deadline to apply is November 15th. Colorado Corn started the FFA grant program in 2013 and has contributed over $25,000 to various FFA chapters across the state. For those Colorado FFA chapters interested in submitting an application for the Colorado FFA grant program, please contact Ann Cross. Her email is across@coloradocorn.com or call 970-351-8201.
Colorado pork producers employ practices that protect public health. The U.S. supply chain has earned global recognition for the safety of its products, meaning you are receiving the best quality pork to keep your family healthy. For more information, contact Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org.
The Colorado Farm Bureau is inviting you to join them for their 2019 annual meeting at the Renaissance Denver Stapleton Hotel on November 22nd to the 24th. The meeting will be one to remember with enhancements to the already wonderful program. This year's Colorado Farm Bureau annual meeting will welcome exciting new guests. Attendees will hear from leaders across the state about issues that matter to Colorado's farmers and ranchers. This year's program will have something for everyone. Join the Colorado Farm Bureau and celebrate 100 years of serving Colorado's farmers and ranchers. To view a complete agenda and to get registered, please visit ColoradoFarmBureau.com. You must make your reservation by November 6th.